with my father at Cranberry Point. He would not have moved from the deck at Cranberry Point, not away from the sun or the miles of sky before him. A sheer scrim of light and blue, the long-drawn S's of sea, seas, sun, sky, stars, archipelagos of clouds, sights for the memory in February or any other dark afternoon. I imagine him, arms loosely circling his knees, hands clasped in equipoise, looking out, the continent at his back, relinquished to his own conception of love.